hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be live with you from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Thursday, 31st of May, 2007. Well, we have in our hot little hands here the complete list of the Bilderbergers that are going to be meeting in Turkey. And man, what a list it is. And there's somebody else that's going to be at the Bilderberg meeting, and that is none other than George Bush's half-brother, Rick Perry. I don't know that that's the case, but he might as well be. And yes, he is going over to the Bilderberg meeting along with the other guest list. And we're going to go through the guest list. And it's kind of fascinating to me that they can poo-poo this thing and say that, you know, it's just a meeting of the minds. It's just banking interests and business and politicians. And, well, you know, it's just a meeting. Who's paying for this, by the way, for Rick Perry to go over to Turkey? And as far as I'm concerned, he can stay over there, but he's on his way. And it's a very interesting story. His press spokesperson plays this thing down. So we'll get into that story and then give you the guest list of the who's who in this planet. And I'll be honest with you, folks. I wish Planet X was real and it kind of clipped the Earth and took Turkey off into outer space, because that would be the best thing for this planet. I still don't have an answer to my question as to how George Bush is picked to choose the new head of the World Bank. Is this an executive position he's appointing to? I'm still a little amazed. Wait a minute. Yes, we do have the private banking system inside this country. Yes, that little coup d'etat was pulled off on, December 23rd of 1913 of last century. We've been living with the world gangsters in this country for almost, 6 years shy of a century. But I'm not understanding how George Bush gets to pick the World Bank president. How does that work? He's got Zelik up for the nomination. Wolfowitz is out. By the way, the story's out on the net that Wolfowitz is really a Jesuit. Now, excuse me. Maybe we got our yarmulkes mixed up here. I'm so beklept. I'm not understanding. And, of course, the story is out that, the guy that's Zolik, he's also a Jesuit. I am a little concerned about this Jesuit thing, because who came first, the chicken or the egg? Were the Jesuits around when Christ was nailed on the cross, the Son of God, the Creator of the universe? Was there a Jesuit standing there doing that? Or was it the Pharisees behind the scenes? And actually, a Roman soldier has been credited with killing Christ with the spear through the chest, as depicted in many paintings and renditions. We've got to look into this yarmulke cross-dressing going on here. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The 2007 Bilderberg participants list has been leaked. Try saying that three times fast. The participant list leaked. Author Danny Ustalin has managed to get a hold of this year's participant list before the event. Wonder if AFP got their hands on this. Somebody else scooped them. Please circulate to all your national press and broadcast media to give them a little excuse as possible for ignoring the most important global political event of the year, probably of the century, folks. This year's Bilderberg Conference is the big one. If Kissinger and the steering committee can convince the Turks through threats and bribery, or maybe they'll just threaten to nuke them, to go to the neocon regime change agenda for Iran, we can expect a further Middle Eastern bloodbath and Islamic genocide. Let's hope and pray that the Turkish decision makers and political classes are not that stupid. For anyone planning to travel to witness the conference this year, please do not please do keep me informed over the weekend, and use or newish Bilderberg forum. Breaking news direct from the 2000 Bilderberg conference, Bilderberg.org, and it's got a long URL here. But at any rate, so here, ladies and gentlemen, is this year's Bilderbergers meeting list. It's just hobnobbing with the rich and aimless. Here's hoping the Turkish police will surround the hotel and arrest all the steering group members. for questioning while the Turkish Secret Service deal with the CIA. And well done Danny Ustalan for putting this out. Here is the list, folks. The Minister of the Economy and Finance in Greece, that is George, and I hope I don't butcher his name too much, Agolakfalos. There's Ali Babacan, the Minister of Economic Affairs in Turkey, Edward Balls, just as it sounds, Economic Secretary of the Treasury in the UK, Francisco Pinto Balsamo, or Balsamo, Chairman and CEO of Impresa, former Prime Minister of Portugal, José Barroso, President, European Commission in Portugal, Vice Chairman Rothschild of Europe, that would be Franco, and I do believe this is Bernabe, Nicholas Beitout, he's the Editor-in-Chief, Le Figaro, and that's in France, Carl Bildt, former Prime Minister of Sweden, Hubert Berda, publisher and CEO, Huba Berda Media Holding, that's in Belgium, Philippe Camus, CEO, EADS, France, Henry D. Castries, chairman of the management board and CEO of AXA, that's in France, Juan Luis Cibrian, Grupo Prisa Media Group, that's in Spain, Kenneth Clark, member of the Parliament, UK, Timothy C. Collins, Senior Managing Director and CEO of Ripplewood Holdings, LLC, in the good old US of A. Bertrand Colum, Chairman, Lafarge in France. George A. David, Chairman, Coca-Cola. See, you know, this is what I said, folks. You know what this whole democracy thing is all about? Where they can have Mickey D's and Coca-Cola, or actually Coca-Cola is served in Mickey D's, but I'm sure Mickey D's wants to be there. And we'll have Mickey D's on one street corner and the XXX movie theater on the opposite corner. You know, it's just all business, don't you know? Let me see. Kermel Dervis, administrator of UNDP, and that's in Turkey. Andreas Eldrup, president of DONGAS. I don't have any idea what that is, in Denmark. But I know he's not a low-ball player. John Elkin, vice chairman of Fiat in Italy. Martin Feldstein, president and CEO of the National Bureau of Economic Research in the USA. Tim Geithner, president and CEO, Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Paul Gigot, editor and editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. That figures. Dermot Gleeson, chairman of the AIB Group in Ireland. Donald E. Graham, chairman and CEO of the Washington Post Company. Again, that makes sense. Victor Halberstadt, professor of economics at Leiden University, former honorary secretary general of the Bilderberg meetings out of the Netherlands. Jean-Pierre Hansen, CEO, Suez Tractable SA, and that's out of Belgium. Richard Haass, you know who Richard Haass is. He's the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Richard Holbrook, vice chairman, Perseus LLC in the USA. Jop G. Hoop, his first name is J-A-P, Hoop de Scheffner, Secretary General of NATO, and that's based out of Netherlands, Alan B. Hubbert, Assistant to the President of Economic Policy, Director, National Economic Council out of the USA, Josef Joffel, I think this is Isidore Joffe, Publisher and Editor of Die Zeit, that's Germany, Jim Johnson, Vice Chairman of Perseus, LLC. Got another member of LLC, or the Perseus, rather. Vernon E. Jordan, Jr., Senior Managing Director, Lazarus & Company, LLC. Anatoly Kaletska, or Kaletsky, Editor-at-Large of the Times out of the UK. John Kerr of Kalachard, Deputy Chairman, Royal Dutch Shell. And you know what that means. Yes, they are eyeballing the oil in Iraq and the other fields over there yet to be discovered. Henry Kissinger, yes, the double agent, codenamed Boer, friend of every president since Richard Nixon and confidant of every president, that has been off in office. Why? Because old Bohr, code name, was, of course, an agent for the United States and the Soviet Union. How do we make communism spread better? Just ask Henry. And, by the way, he's got his own company. He's the chairman of Kissinger Associates. Fermi Karu, senior writer Yeni Sefik in Turkey, Bernard Kouchner, Minister of Foreign Affairs in France, Henry R. Kravis, founding partner of the Kohlberg Kravis Robertson Company out of the USA, Marie Jose Kravis, senior fellow Hudson Institute, USA, Neely Kroos, Commissioner European Commission, the Netherlands International, Ed Cronenberg, Director of Private Office, NATO Headquarters, International, William J. Luty, Special Assistant to the President for Defense Policy and Strategy from the National Security Council, USA, Jessica T. Matthews, President, Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, yes, the Carnegie Endowment, how they've funded every anti-American group in this country. These think tanks have been doing it all for a number of years to too many people. The list is too long. Frank McKenna, ambassador to the U.S., member of the Carlyle Group out of Canada. The Carlyle Group out of Canada, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, those are the people that helped the U.S. government with their, how should we phrase this? Let me put it this way. With their exercises, their military exercises, on September 11, 2001. Got any questions about that one? Call the Carlyle Group in Canada. Thierry de Montbrial, President, French Institute for International Relations. Mario Monti, President, Università Commerciale out of Italy. Craig D. Mundy, Chief Technical Officer, Advanced Strategies and Policy of Microsoft Corporation. Igor Michael Burst. That's M-Y-K-L-E-B-U-S-T, Chairman of the Board of Directors of the SAS, of the Norsk Hydro ASA out of Norway, Matthias Nass, Deputy Editor of Die Zeit in Germany, a guy by the name of Olextro, Leader of Civic Platform out of Poland. I don't know what the Civic Platform is in Poland. Jorma Olilia, Chairman of the Royal Dutch Shell out of Finland. George Osborne, he's the Shadow Counselor of the Exchequer out of the UK. Tommaso Scioppa, Minister of France out of Italy. Richard Pearl, Resident Fellow, American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research. We all know who Richie Pearl is out of the USA. Heather Reisman, Chairman and CEO of Indigo Books and Music Incorporated out of Canada. David Rockefeller out of the USA. Matthias Rodriguez in Sarta, I do believe that is, or in Sirta, Executive Vice Chairman. Grupo Santander Bank, wherever that is, out of Spain. Dennis B. Ross, Director of Washington Institute for Near East Policy, USA. Otto Schily, former Minister of Interior Affairs, Member of Parliament, Member of Committee on Foreign Affairs, out of Germany. Jürgen E. Schrempf, former Chairman of the Board of Management of Daimler Chrysler AG, Germany. A guy by the name of Sidon Fadden, Executive Editor-in-Chief of the Politiken, out of Denmark. Peter D. Sutherland, Chairman of BP, PLC, and Chairman Goldman Sachs International, out of Ireland. A guy by the name of Julio Tremonti, Vice President of the Chamber of Deputies in Italy. Jean-Claude Trichet, Governor of European Central Bank, France International. John Vinicur, Senior Correspondent, International Herald Tribune, USA. Jacob Wallenberg, Chairman Investor, AB, Sweden. Martin H. Wolf, Editor, Associate Editor, rather, and economics commentator, the Financial Times, UK. James D. Wolfenson, Special Envoy for the Gaza Disengagement, USA. Robert B. Zolik, Deputy Secretary of State, USA. That's the guy that's up for the World Bank position. Klaus Zumwinkel, Chairman of the Board of Management, Deutsche Post, AG, USA. Adrian D. Wooldridge, foreign correspondent, The Economist. And I'll tell you about Rick Perry's game when we get back.
Heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Now, a little history here on the Bilderberg. Takes its name from the Dutch hotel where, in the early 1950s, the first meeting took place under the aegis of Prince Bernhard, or Bernhard. The occasion has outgrown the hotel, but the Dutch links still remain. Among several European royals who attend as occasional guests, Queen Beatrix and her husband come regularly. A Dutch professor who has brokered coalition governments into existence on her behalf is one of the secretary generals. The other American one lives in San Francisco. And Bilderberg's tiny secretariat sits in The Hague. Now, the meetings now take place by informal rotation in countries of the Atlantic community. Now, some hundred or more attend by invitation of a steering committee. The meetings happen once a year in the spring. They last for 2.5 days, Thursday night until Sunday lunch, and are held in varying but always comfortable surroundings. In 1987, Lake Como before the Glen Eagles, apart from a half day on the golf links or sleeping off the previous night's dinner, morning and afternoon sessions fill up the time. A mixture of able and distinguished folks attend the sprinkling of serving prime and cabinet ministers, central bank governors, defense and other experts. They talk often to galvanizing and fascinating effect about the main issues of the day, East-West relations, arms control, deficits, debt, the Falklands, sanctions, whatever. Their thoughts may not be repeated outside their meetings and never are. This frustrates outsiders but helps 100 great and good people be frank with each other, as does the fact that the Bilderberg members are limited to people of NATO and West European countries who know how to be kind or rude to each other without causing such misunderstandings would occur if Indians, Fijians, Africans, Chinese, or Japanese were also present. Now, elite and discreet Bilderberg has inevitably been talked in hushed tones by conspiracy theorists over the years. It needn't be. You getting the flavor of this? The list of attendees are published, as are the agendas, and before each meeting, the chairman, currently Lord Rowe, holds a press conference at which few journalists bother to turn up. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, journalists try to show up, and they're turned away. Now, by the way, the journalists might show up there and be turned away, but a lot of the people that are in journalism are there. See, the head guys, the guys that make the choices as to what goes into their newspapers, what would be reported, and what, more importantly, what's not to be reported. Now, where does the money come from? Not complicated. The steering group members raise from business the small sums necessary to keep the organizing secretariat going hand to mouth in The Hague. Members from a host country raise enough money to pay for the hotel and conference when it takes place on their home soil. They're allowed to ask extra guests to make this money raising easier. Participants pay their own long-haul travel, but are usually shepherded as VIPs from the nearest airport. They also pay expenses over and above the basic bill for the hotel room, the Bilderberg custom being that a whole hotel is booked to each meeting so that the Bilderbergers may be alone with each other, their words, their thought, and these days, their security men. When you have scaled the Bilderberg, you have arrived. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's just a happy little group. Now, you saw the flavor of the story. The theory, the conspiracy theorist out there. No, okay, let's dump that. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy fact. These are the people that are shaping the global government of tomorrow. Not only today, not only they've been busy yesterday, they've been busy today, and they're going to continue doing this. Now, Rick Perry. Now, on that list was not Governor Rick Perry. Now, what does a governor of a state in the United States of America need to go to a Bilderberg meeting for? Oh, well, it doesn't have anything to do with the Trans-Texas Corridor now, does it? It doesn't have anything to do with the North American Union in this country now, does it? No, I wouldn't think so. That, again, is a conspiracy theory. But here is the story out of the Dallas Morning News. Governor Austin, Governor Istanbul, Turkey, super secret meeting about business, media, and politics. Rick Perry is flying today to speak at the Bilderberg Conference. And I only read the partial list. There's 130 international leaders. The invitation-only conference was started in 1954, named for the Dutch hotel where the conference was first held. Those who attend promise not to reveal what was discussed. Security is tight, and the press and public are barred, unlike the story I just read. Journalists just don't bother to show up, do they? No, they don't care. The people that shape the entire planet, the journalists just don't give a hoot. They don't want to know. Yeah, right. The conference has been subject of conspiracy theorists and even Christian groups who wonder about its influence. Well, all they have to do is take a look at the guest list, and I don't have to wonder. Robert Black, good name for the governor's press secretary, I'm talking about Rick Perry, said the governor was invited to attend and speak about state-federal relations. Mr. Black dismissed the conspiracy theories as well. He's looking forward to learning the secret handshake, Mr. Black joked. He said that Mr. Perry is paying for the trip and host hotel, usually among the top in the world, out of campaign contributions from his Texans for Rick Perry committee. Previous speakers at the conference have included such GOP stalwarts as outgoing World Bank Chief Paul Wolfowitz and former U.S. Defense Secretary Donnie Rumsfeld. I'll conclude this on the other side. Now, it's we're just all nuts here, folks. We're just tilting at windmills. It's just all a big conspiracy theory just to entertain and fascinate you every single day. Aren't you fascinated yet? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Last year, the conference was held in Ottawa. The Toronto Star reported that it had received an unsigned press release saying that the 2006 group included Dave Rockefeller, oh, good old Dave, Henry Kissinger, Queen Beatrix, New York Governor George Pataki, media moguls, high-level officials from Spain and Greece, and the heads of Coke, Credit Suisse, and the Royal Bank of Canada. Bilderberg chairman Davignon, a former Belgian diplomat granted the British Broadcasting Corporation a rare interview a couple of years ago, which he brushed aside myths surrounding the organization. When people say this is a secret government of the world, I would say if we were a secret government of the world, we should be bloody ashamed of ourselves. And I only take that statement to mean that, well, we don't have our job done yet, so we should be ashamed of ourselves. The press secretary for Rick Perry said that the governor was going because he was invited. He looks forward to talking to them about the system of federalism here inside the United States. The federalism system here inside the United States. Now, there is a mouthful. Regarding the secrecy surrounding the event, Mr. Black said, it's their conference, and I suppose they can run it any way they want. The governor was honored that they would ask him to come speak on the American experience, and he's happy to do it. Can somebody padlock Perry's office before he gets back here? Can somebody have the petitions waiting outside his office door to be excused as governor and traitor USA? Can we do that? Well, the Turkish Daily News paints a somewhat different picture, but they make more admissions. A guy by the name of Talyan Bilgic actually wrote this story for the Turkish Daily News. He said, some call it the multinational government. Some call it the elite club which shapes world policies, while others say it essentially fixes the world's fate. It literally breeds conspiracy theories all around the world with its secrecy, while participants say it's only a private gathering that should be respected. Whatever it is, the mighty Bilderberg is at our door, the high priest of globalization, as Will Hutton from The Observer once famously put it, begin their ultra-secretive annual meeting today in Istanbul. While the international media's silence gives rise to yet more conspiracy theories, the Turkish media is going nuts about it. From mass circulation dailies to well-known weeklies, the meeting is Bilderberg busy nowadays. Daily Vatan, I do believe that is, V-A-T-A-N, calls it the most secretive meeting in the world, announcing Bilderberg in Istanbul. Weekly Atul, I do believe the name of the paper is, says the multinational government is here to determine the fate of the world. It seems the hype will continue until the high priest and their Istanbul meeting on Sunday. Now, for those who have not heard about it yet, the Bilderberg Group is an unofficial annual invitation-only conference of around 130 guests. Influential, powerful figures from the realms of economy, media, and politics. The name comes from their first meeting in 1954, which is held in the Hotel de Bilderberg in Oostenrijk, Netherlands. As the date signals, Bilderberg is a creation of the Cold War. The idea came from Joseph Redinger, who was concerned about the growth of anti-Americanism in Western Europe at the time. So, and wait a minute, let me stop here for a second. After World War II, why would it be anti-Americanism when it was actually the America, we allowed the Russians to basically draw up new borders and, well, basically take over a good part of Europe? Why that would be anti-American, I don't have any idea, but that's what it said. So Bilderberger, just like other organizations like NATO, aimed at strengthening the unity of the West against the communist threat. Now, there's another significant lie, because in that mix is the United Nations. That is going to be the governing body, or some would call it the police force of the world. We know about the UN agenda, from politics to economics to land use, anything, taxation, global taxation, you name it. And, geez, I'm a little confused here because, you know, supposedly this is against the communist threat. They are the communist. A communist has been the head of the United Nations ever since its inception. So this is not against the communist threat. And by the way, you know, I think we basically all figured out that in order to do what they needed to do, spend what money, throw the fear of the entire planet out there, you know, just make them quake in their boots, of course we had to bring up communism to be the antithesis of capitalism. And hence we had our Cold War and Ronnie Reagan just burying the U.S. budget into oblivion. And of course, every American president since then has taken great opportunity to run the country further into bankruptcy. With the collapse, this story says, of the Warsaw Pact, the group focused on enhancing the American-led globalization. But then, the September 11, 2001 attacks in New York and Washington practically resulted in another focus, one would call the relation between civilizations. Thus, after the first gathering in Istanbul in 1959 and the second time in Izmir in 1975, a third gathering in Turkey, widely regarded as a bridge between the East and the West, seems appropriate. People that run the world. This is actually in their article. In one aspect of the Bilderberg that irks many is its secrecy. Another one is the identity of the participants. Looking at the list of regular Bilderbergers, one cannot but think that these are really the people that run the world. Veterans like Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski are joined every year by newcomers such as former U.S. President Bill Clinton, seen to be former PM Tony Blair, NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop, Scheffer, former Pentagon advisor Richard Perle, and countless others. Every year, the list also includes important media people from the influential outlets such as the Financial Times, the Washington Post, the Economist, the Times, Le Figaro, and Die Zeit. The picture becomes complete with CEOs from the world's biggest companies such as Coca-Cola, Fiat, Suez Tractebel, Royal Dutch, the British and British Petroleum, BP. With such a mixture, conspiracy theories abound, the most famous ones being the invisible hand theory. According to some, those who are lucky enough to attend the meetings and get a blessing from the inner circle witness breathtaking career leaps. An obscure governor from Arkansas, 1 year after attending the Bilderberg meeting in 1991, became president of the United States, while Tony Blair of Britain was elected prime minister 3 years after his attendance in 1993. But why did Margaret Thatcher, a regular Bilderberg, lose her job as prime minister in 1990? The theory says that she lost the support of the Bilderberg because she did not accept the transfer of British sovereignty to the European superstate. And if you remember, that was stalled a little bit further by John Major, and of course they got rid of him, and then got the little clown Tony Blair over there. Now, of course, John Major, well, here's the next sentence, who took the job as prime minister after Thatcher, was also a Bilderberger, but he was a little reluctant to turn the sovereignty of Britain over to the European Union. Is that how it's really going? One may choose to believe or not, but the secrecy of the meetings, no cell phones, no getting out of the hotel during the 3 days, no notes, no interviews, it creates fertile ground for conspiracy theories. When senior representatives of media giants such as FT and the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post attend the meetings every year, and next to nothing is printed in the same papers about the Bilderberg, one starts to wonder. Dedicated journalist. By the way, in this story, if you notice, they're debunking, but also they're fortifying the conspiracy theory itself by asking very poignant questions. And one, of course, is, you know, if this is such just a good old boy meeting and all these people from the media are in attendance there, you know, why don't they talk and write about it? Good question. There are few journalists who are dedicated to unveil the secret of the Bilderberg, though. People such as Jim P. Tucker, Daniel Esterlin, and Tony Gosling. The first two are in Istanbul tracking down the participants, while Gosling, a Briton who runs the website www.bilderberg.org, that's a story I just read you, could not come to the show. His website gets about 3 million hits a month. Gosling says and attributes his great interest to the fact that investigative journalism is pretty much dead. The Bilderberg is very powerful, especially financially, he told the Turkish Daily News over the phone, so if they come to a decision, it is effective. Gosling has covered the last 10 meetings, and he thinks the gathering in Istanbul is of high importance. There is a lot of tension on the Iran-Turkey border at the moment. Iraq is right next door. This is an area of interest for the Bilderberg, he said. They are worried that Islamic sentiment in Turkey is not in favor of an invasion of Iran. They are here to attempt to persuade the Turkish elite and bring them on board with the neocon plan for the Middle East. But why the secrecy? Gosling posed the same question to David Rockefeller back in 2003. He shrugged and said it was just a private meeting. But the world does not buy this argument. There are politicians there, and they are not private people. They are people who should be held accountable. That's according to Gosling, at any rate. And Rocky just shrugged his shoulders and said, it's just a private meeting. Now, Gosling's claim that the main topic of the Bilderberg 2007 is Iran is a widely held opinion. Other topics are energy policies, Turkey's bid for European Union membership, according to the Daily Vatan. The paper is opportunistic, or is that optimistic, about the last of them. It says that the Istanbul meeting is a signal that the EU has inched open the door to Turkey, based on this claim of unnamed Bilderberg sources. Now, With four separate attendees in Atlanta, Ottawa, Stockholm, and Lisbon, Turkey's former central bank governor, Gazi Ersel, is the most informed source one can find. There are many international meetings, such as the Bilderberg, which have strict rules, he said. As to the reason of the secrecy, he says it's a precaution to ensure that everyone talks sincerely on the topics without the concern of being quoted. Why would they be concerned? This is just a business. It's just a meeting. It's just a meeting. So why would they be concerned about anybody quoting what they had to say? Why? Well, the answer to that question is obvious. Because here is your global elite meeting to figure out what they're going to do with planet Earth. Do you have any say-so in this? This thought keeps haunting me as I'm speaking. Impeach Rick Perry. Do we have provisions in Texas to impeach a governor? Some states do not have. But I think it's about time, with all his shenanigans, along with the Texas state legislature down here, them poo-pooing also the idea, I'll get to that here shortly, that they fixed the deal about the paper ballots again in Texas. They're not going to get around to that issue until guess when? Oh, that's right, till 2008, after the presidential elections. But do we have the ability here in Texas to recall this governor for his treasonous and traitorous activity? What is this guy being promised? He was invited. He didn't ask to go. He was invited. Why would a governor of a 1 out of 50 states here in America, out of all the states, why would it be Governor Rick Perry? I think we already have the answer to that. The conspiracy theory stemmed from ignorance about the meetings, Ersel said. Quoting Confucius, those who produce ideas without the knowledge are harmful. As they do not know what Bilderberger is, they believe in superstitions. You know, this is the same kind of garbage that we'd gotten here. We're just all a bunch of conspiracy theorists. Oh, no, there's global union. Oh, forget that. NAFTA, good for American people. CAFTA, very good for American people. NAU, spectacular for the American people. This government and at least one of its governors are in on the fix for the transformation of this country. Rick Perry, I'll say it, and I'm sitting right outside your office door down here in Austin, Texas. You, sir, are a traitor, and you should be tried and hung for treason. Do you get that? Am I going to have FBI or Secret Service or NSA people beating on my door? Hell no, because they know it's true. And why bring attention to this little talk show host sitting here in Round Rock, Texas? Why make a big deal out of it? Just let these little fools out there just talk. Well, this little fool just called you treasonous. This little fool just said that you should be hung for your crime, sir, against not only the people of Texas, but the people of the United States. Now put that one in your pipe and smoke it. Ersel also got his share of mention in the conspiracy theories, as some accused him of planning the 2001 financial crisis at one of the meetings. These are defective claims, he said. Bilderberg is a high-level meeting. Everyone talks freely, and very striking debates take place. I'm sure that it does. How to carve up a planet? You better believe you're going to have some spirited debates. Over the years, Bilderberg meetings had important Turkish participants. Among them were a guy by the name of Demirel, the former president, Gazi Ersel, former central bank chief, Mesut Yılmaz, former prime minister. And they go on to say there, among them, Corey from the conservative daily Yeni Safak stands out because until last year, he had written numerous critical columns on the Bilderberg. If you can't beat them, make them join you. Last year, things changed, and he was also invited to the meetings. Afterwards, he wrote a 6-day series on Bilderberg, telling much of what the environment and the participants, but certainly not much of what was discussed, Corey is invited for a second time this year, but the jump in his career is yet to be seen. You got to be a good boy. Go fetch a few more bones, and we'll give you a nice little pat on the head, and maybe we'll give you a bowl of water and another little bone. But just hang in there. By the way, I would remind Mr. Perry that they eat their young. This guy's got the appeal of, I think, syphilis. He's right up there with it. Now, as the Bilderbergs gather, probably giggling among themselves about the conspiracy theories abounding, it would be appropriate to quote Alistair Spark, an expert in conspiracy theories who had spoken to the BBC back in June of 2004. He said, "Should we not expect that the rich and the powerful organize things in their own interest? It's called capitalism." Sure it is. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot. Capitalism, how about fair and free market? No corporate control. Not the hand-holding between corporation, government, and listener banker. Oh yeah, that's continuing to flood the world with funny money and destroying all the economies. See, they get to convert their funny money into real stuff, and then they let it collapse, and then they can buy it back cheap with their funny money. See, it's then a buyer's market once again. I got a headache. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
We'll be right back.
If you go to the Drudge Report, switching gears here for a minute, I wanted to do this before I forgot. If you go to the Drudge Report and click on Smile, you're on Google Earth, it's going to take you down a very strange path. What I'm talking about here is that you can go to Google and you can click on a map. And you can actually tap into the cameras that have been set up. They cover San Francisco here. And the tagline on this story should be Google, Internet, and where the hell is your privacy gone? The story that runs here is that someone's cat in the living room window and a neighbor taking out the garage. The battery tunnel in Brooklyn. Having cameras been banned from there since 9/11? And is that a robbery in progress or just another Spider-Man wannabe? Okay, now that is really disturbing. Now, these scenes all come from the new street-level image option on Google Maps and were spotted by websites like Boing Boing and Wired Compiler. The new Google service offers 360-degree images of locations as seen from the ground instead of the usual overhead satellite image and matching map. So far, it covers parts of five metropolitan areas, San Francisco, New York, Las Vegas, Denver, and Miami. Now, how'd Google get the images in the first place? In San Francisco, Google staffers drove vans around town for the past year snapping pictures, or so they say. In the others, Google formed a partnership with a company called Immersive Media to do something similar. The images taken with 11-lens cameras are static, not real-time webcams. It's not clear how often they'll be updated. Now, privacy concerns are starting to spread like wildfire. That early warning system for democracy, as Matt Drudge puts it, somebody ought to tell him to take off his hat and get his head out of wherever it's at. It's not a democracy, you clown. It's now using a screen cap of someone peering out of a living room window as his top image. Now, if that didn't scare you, the banner headline might smile, you're on Google Earth. Now, CNET tells the story of one fellow who was caught smoking on a competing service from Amazon, revealing a secret he'd like to have kept from his family. That service has been shut down, by the way. The article mentions that some other secrets that Google could set free, entering and leaving places like domestic violence shelters, Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, fertility clinics, and controversial religious or political events. Google doesn't see a problem, though. The images are of things and people that were in plain view from the street. After all, the company points to its easy reporting mechanism for any inappropriate images. Of course, how about, do they have a watch list for inappropriate Google people? Now, of course, there are plenty of excellent uses, too. Knowing what a location looks like is valuable information, whether you're going there for dinner or hunting for an apartment. It can also be fun, according to Matt Drudge. After checking Google Maps to make sure your cat's privacy is protected, go to Wired's library of other odd and disturbing images. Who knows, that might be you on 6th Street in Oakland running that red light. Now, don't tell me that they're not going to hook into these damn cameras. They are nationwide, folks, thanks to our Department of Transportation. These cameras started appearing in Texas, about 10 years ago. One intersection would be cameraless. The next day, you'd have cameras. But it's just all for the missing children, don't you know? It's not to spy on you. After all, the Supreme Court ruled, did they not? That, you have no expectations of privacy when you're out in public. That's why they call it public. Next hour coming up. Be right back.